This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Rupert Murdoch's News Corp got into deep trouble in Britain when its reporters snuck into the voicemails of both public and private figures. Now it's emerged that more than 100 companies in Britain may have done similar things. The privacy and theft of personal information in Britain was brought into focus by the resignation of Britain's top policeman. Joining us live from London is Marketplace's Stephen Beard. Morning, Stephen.
Good morning, David.
What are we talking about here? Phone hacking again?
Phone hacking, yes, and also the practice known as blagging in Britain. That is phoning up a bank or even a government department and impersonating somebody and getting that person's personal information as a result. This is, of course, illegal. And according to Britain's Serious Organised Crime Agency, 102 top British companies, including 22 law firms, employed rogue private investigators who routinely used these tactics.
So do we know whether these 100 or so corporations knowingly commission this kind of stuff?
No, we don't. And we don't even know the names of the 100 or so companies. The Serious Organised Crime Agency is refusing to release the names. It says it's still investigating. But this is pretty explosive in Britain because of the phone hacking scandal. Journalists have been arrested over that. Some have been jailed. As you suggest, the Murdoch press has been shaken by it. The News of the World actually closed down over it. Neil Wallace, a former deputy editor of the paper, says only journalists have been picked on and prosecuted for these abuses.
What is now clear, that at least as much and worse were in fact done and commonly done throughout industry, but the powers that be turned a blind eye to it.
Now, the head of the Serious Organised Crime Agency has just resigned over a quite separate issue, but with his departure, it's believed the names of the 102 companies will finally be released, and certainly the media, and especially the Murdoch press, will be agitating for that to happen.
Indeed. Marketplace's Stephen Beard in London. Thank you.
Thank you, David.